This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, and Keith Tate.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
You ever have a whole bad year? You ever have an entire year that sucks 365 shit cunt days in a row?
And certainly Nikolai Volkoff and yourself would like to recapture the tag team.
I respect your intelligence. I forgot about that belt we had it. An American double cross us again. I respect you, Jim, and your intelligent Jew businessman.
Jerry, Marty Funkhouse.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Want to hear a joke?
No, he doesn't want to hear a joke. We have a read through.
Yeah, we got
it. Let me just get right through it.
Okay.
A woman's very afraid of the size of her opening.
What is she afraid of?
The size of her opening. So she goes to her mother, she says, what am I gonna do? I'm so big down there, when I marry Harry, he's gonna divorce me. Her mother says, don't worry, sweetheart, it runs in the family. Do what I did when I married your father. Go to the market, get some raw liver, put it in there, he'll never know the difference.
Oh my God.
So she does, they have 8 hours of sex after their marriage. She wakes up at 10 o'clock, he's gone, but there's a note on her pillow. It says, my darling Harriet, to think that I waited a year to consummate our love relationship makes my heart beat so loud I'm surprised it didn't wake you up. The only reason I'm not here now, darling, is I'm at work to make enough money to buy you a house, a picket fence, we'll have dogs and children.
Ah, this is not so bad.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Will you finish the fucking joke already?
When the 5 o'clock dinner bell rings, I will be home like the winged gossamer of your love in your arms, your loving husband, Harry.
Ah, that's nice.
P.S. Your cunt is in the sink.
Okay, you told your joke. Let's go.
Super Dave has been on the phone with me.
Super
backstage.
Dave Osborne?
The great Super Dave Osborne.
Yes, yes.
And he's been on the phone while I'm trying to get ready to come out here.
Yes.
He keeps phoning me.
That's what he does.
And he goes, this is what you do. You walk out, you're wearing a pompadour. Because okay. You just look at Jimmy, you don't say a thing for 5 minutes.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
I don't know why, ever since the new year started, I've got that Simpsons song stuck in my head. The
what one?
Children, future.
What is that?
It's the one, remember Lisa, and they do the play, and she's...
I probably would if I...
I can't think of the exact episode, but it's just the song where she just keeps doing the children, future. I don't know. Just makes me think of the new year, baby new year. I don't know.
New year, new you. Yeah. Did you join a gym yet?
No, I did not.
I did, but I already quit.
Oh, perfect.
That was fast.
Well, you know.
It was pretty... You know, I went to the park on... January 1st, which I go all the time with my dogs, but there was like no place to park.
Why?
Because it was just this caravan of fatties that are acting like they're about to do something. They do this shit every year. And I'm like, come on, dude. You're just taking up all the parking spaces for this charade.
Charade?
The charade.
Well, maybe they want to better themselves.
Yeah, they do for, you know, the day or a couple days, and then it's like, you know. Get out of here. I'm not there getting fit. I'm there walking my dogs. I need the space. That's all.
Yeah. We've had a lot of dogs in our house. Oh, by the way, welcome to Radio Labyrinth, season 4, episode 1.
Hello. Happy New Year.
We're trying that shit again, huh?
Yeah, we're going to do that this time.
Okay.
I mean, why not, right?
Until Tim gets sick of doing the season 4 episode.
4 seasons. So that means, have we been doing this 4 years?
This is the 4th year, yeah.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. We've been doing it 3 years. We're
2016.
Starting 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 2016, 2017, 2018. This will be the 4th year.
Wow.
If none of us dies.
Well, I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
I don't know. I haven't been feeling great ever since I got that espresso machine.
Why, Jerry?
I've really taken it too far,
you're
too many
that,
times.
Doing that, what's that guy's name from News Radio?
Yeah, keep thinking.
You know who I mean.
What guy?
It's like from Kids in the Hall.
Matthew?
Yeah.
David Foley.
Dave,
yeah, doing that Dave Foley level of coffee.
Oh, I didn't know he was notorious for that.
He drinks 200 cups of coffee a day.
Oh, shut the hell up.
200 cups of coffee.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
really.
He does.
He doesn't have a prostate then.
You can't drink 200
no,
cups
of
coffee.
He literally drinks 200 cups of coffee.
Unless your cups are really small.
No. Cite your evidence, please.
All right.
You find it online. Everybody have a nice Christmas?
Holiday, yeah, we had a great Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was real fun because, you know, you get to see that your kids react to Christmas.
No, I don't have
so
kids.
It's very exciting.
What did it
So he drinks 50 cups a day.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Sourced by?
Comedy icon and coffee addict Dave Foley to play Kirkland's Lamb, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
50 is still
a I drink
an
about 50 cups
of
coffee a day.
That's what killed Frank Zappa, coffee and cigarettes, because that's all he consumed.
No food or water?
No, he said cigarettes to him are food.
Oh, ew. Mm-hmm. Gross.
That's for poor people.
Frank
That's
Zappa
a breakfast of champions. Cigarettes and
not,
coffee.
I wouldn't say poor people in the 2000-aughts.
Because
cigarettes are like, what?
Yeah.
I don't even know how much you pack now.
If you live in New York State, you're better off stealing them. You know, and if you live in a state like California, where they've decriminalized petty theft to the point of where police won't even come. If you steal something that's less than $1,000, it's a misdemeanor. So you
they got the no chase rule.
Yeah, but they also have even more than the no chase rule.
Remember that in Atlanta?
No.
Got stole those sneakers and ran because of no chase policy.
Anyway, so if you steal something less than $1,000, they're not going to come after you. So I would be shoplifting cartons of cigarettes constantly.
Oh.
But then if you get caught smoking one in a place where you're not supposed to, you'll go to jail for 10 years.
Oh, good. No. Oh, damn.
I don't know.
Well,
they keep cigarettes behind the glass now, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, speaking of decriminalization, you know, they made recreational weed legal in Michigan. And my mom said that she got a memo at work right after it passed that said that just because it's legal doesn't mean we're still not going to drug test your ass.
That's fine. That's the way shit's supposed to work. Anyway,
test you for alcohol. Fuck that.
Well, it'll change eventually, but that's it's their prerogative.
I agree.
So, Autumn, what were you saying about your Christmas? Your kids opened up presents.
Oh, yeah. And it was just exciting to see the kids be so excited. But also strange because we try not to lie too much to Ellie.
Mm-hmm. Like about Santa?
Well, we do lie. That's the thing. We lie to her about Santa. Oh. And so that's really strange to be like, you know,
Santa bought all their shit for you,
and we have to leave food out for the reindeer.
But that's not. I don't look at that as a lie at all. You're perpetuating a dream, a fantasy for children. And I mean, it's a great.
And I'm all for it. We press the gas on it. We even use it as like a disciplinary thing. Like Santa's watching you.
You don't get the elf on the shelf. Are you doing that thing?
I'm avoiding that for as long
as
I can.
You got to do that thing where you take a bunch of boxes and wrap them, and then put them under the tree. And then when the kids are bad, you throw one in the fire.
Yeah, this is what you get.
So dumb. Devilish. Or, you know, I got the old BB gun behind the tree shit.
Yeah.
But I wasn't as sweet as Ralphie. I was really acting like an asshole when I didn't think I got an Atari, but it was hidden behind the tree.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, what you were saying, Autumn, about having to lie, that lie has to perpetuate. Now, you had your Christmas in Milwaukee, right? Or near, in whatever, Wisconsin.
In Maryland.
Oh, I thought you guys went to Wisconsin.
No, we didn't go. So we try and switch it Thanksgiving and Christmas between my parents and his parents.
Mm-hmm.
His parents are in Wisconsin and mine are in Georgia. But this year it was our turn to go to Atlanta, but I asked my parents to come to us because it's so much easier. And so I'm worried that next year we're going to have to schlep our stuff all the way out to Wisconsin.
Oh,
God. We don't do that.
Well, to perpetuate the lie, if your parents are divorced, say, and you're a little kid, and I remember a little bit about this, you know, going back, my parents got divorced when I was 5, right, or 6 or whatever. So I remember that you had the Christmas morning with your mom, with my mom and her parents, and that was always at our house or wherever we lived, and that was there. And so you had that Christmas, and then Santa brought gifts there because I was still young enough to where, you know, I believed, and they told me about Santa leaving the gifts. So
Santa hit you twice is what you're saying?
Well, so here's what I'm saying. You go to your, then my dad would come pick me up in the afternoon on Christmas to drive me to my other grandparents' house, and we'd have Christmas there. So there'd be toys and shit and all that, so there's Santa there. And then I'd go to my dad's house.
Three fucking Santa visits?
And in one fucking day. Three Santa visits in one day. So it always.
Wow.
You had to really push that line. We told our dogs this year that Santa doesn't exist.
Well, you have to break it to them sometime.
Yeah.
Our dogs got soup bones for Christmas. But, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't have a dad. And I didn't even know that I didn't have a dad, really. It didn't make any whatever. But then it was because he denied I was his and everything until I was about 5. And then when he admitted that I was his, he decided that he wanted to be in my life. And, you know, he lived in West Virginia. I was in Detroit. And then Christmas one year when I was 7, I got a giant box in the mail of crap.
Good stuff or shit?
No, it was all good stuff.
Yeah, good, good.
From this guy who my mom said, "This is from your father." I was like,
had you met him at that point? Or
just, no, I still hadn't met him. I just got a big box of shit from him. That's when I was 7 awesome. Or whatever. No, I just looked at it as like another Santa Claus.
Yeah. What did you guys do? What did you guys get up and open presents in the morning?
Oh, on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
No, I gave Neil his Red Dead Redemption and all his shit a couple days early so you'd have time to play it. So you didn't just open it and then go straight to his parents' house. You know, didn't you hate that when you were a kid? And you had opened gifts on Christmas morning, and then you go straight to somebody else's house.
Well, as I just said, no, because I knew I was getting more toys.
Right.
I got myself Red Dead Redemption 2 for Christmas, and I played it for an hour, and I suck at it, and I want to take it back.
Oh, no.
What system do you have?
I got a PlayStation 4.
So you bought that?
Well,
good for you.
Spider-Man game is supposed to be.
I want to trade it in
that
for
one.
Why?
Nintendo.
You don't like the Minutia?
Go, or whatever that thing's called.
You don't like the Minutia? Of the game,
yeah, it's just too fucking hard. I can't even shoot.
Well, so you got to learn. You got to. It's
too hard.
I know. I was telling a friend of mine. I said, "What's the point of doing mundane bullshit that you have to do in regular life?"
But I can't even shoot. You got to like shoot these wolves and shit. I can't fucking shoot the
wolves. Then every time I would come out in the living room for whatever, he would say, "Baby, this is just like you're in the old west."
Sure, it is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Are you starving? Are you dying of scurvy?
Yeah.
Do you have VD that's incurable because of all the hookers?
I keep getting bit and killed by the damn wolves.
So you haven't had a chance to
I played it for like an hour and I suck at it.
You didn't get to beat up the feminist and drag her and feed her to an alligator?
Nope.
Damn.
It's hard because I think our brains, when our brains were still mushy, we were looking at left to right 2D video games.
Mm-hmm. And that's now why I want to get a Nintendo Switch. That's what I want.
Yeah, the Switch is great.
I'm trading in my fucking PlayStation 4.
Ellie got Pokemon Catch, and so she's for Travis's Switch. Like,
right?
she knows how to play it enough, and she doesn't even read really. She can read tiny little words, but she doesn't read. But she knows what the options are when the Pokemon are fighting. It's really amazing. I'm like, go, you know, use Dig, and she knows where Dig is on the menu. It's really neat that she can do that.
Was that her favorite gift?
No. Mm-mm. She doesn't, she's little, she's not 5 yet. She's excited about the gifts, but it's not like, you know, the thing she was asking for was this slap bracelet that has an animal on it.
It was like 4 cents.
I don't know. It was so dumb. I don't understand. It like talks and it goes like, and its little mouth opens up and its eyes are sparkly.
Oh, it's like a Tamagotchi or something.
It's not anything that you have to feed or take care of. It's just this slap bracelet that's fuzzy and has a big animal head on it and goes, and it like talks to you and you like pet it and stuff, but you don't have to pet it for it to survive or anything. It's not like a game, but she that was the thing she was asking for. Every time she talked about what she was going to ask Santa for Christmas, it was this slap bracelet with an animal. Okay. And where is it? It's downstairs in the basement, just like in a pile of toys. Like she's not like sleeping with it. She's not carrying it around. It's weird how, but then if we go down there, she'll be like, "Oh, my bracelet," and she's into it. But it's not what you expect. You expect the thing that they ask for to be the tits, and like the thing that they're obsessed with for the next month. And then she's like, "Cool, I got it."
I completely screwed up with my nieces. I got each of them, an expensive gift, and then I got them a gift that they can both play together. Well, I forgot who was getting what, so I assumed in my brain, okay, well, these headphones are probably for my youngest niece, and this garden is for my, I'm fucking it up. No, it was some toy. It was a girl's toy. So I got each of them two presents and then a dual present. I screwed up one of the presents because I got headphones for one of them, and then the other one I gave a doll to, thinking that it was for the younger girl. And when the younger girl, when Abby opened up her present, Carly went, "I wanted that."
Oh no!
And then you know, Abby opened up the headphones. She already had them, so they just switched.
No.
But then they, you know, they're, you know how girls, kids are, not girls, but kids in general, is like more presents, keep tearing them open.
Uh-huh.
And I had gotten them, I I got him that game, the dog shit game, Don't Step in It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And from the time we finished opening gifts to the time my wife and I left, it was, Uncle Tim, do you want to go play this game? And I kept coming up with excuses to not play it.
Oh, no. I know. That's the thing. If you give a game, you better be ready to play it.
But, I mean, it's an involved game where you got to roll the poop.
Okay.
I'm not rolling no poop.
And I said to my one niece, I go,
what,
you know,
a dung beetle?
There's a bunch of dog poop. There's a bunch of poop out there already. Why don't we just go?
No.
But they're so great. I love watching them open it. And I love that my dad keeps the tradition of having a bunch of presents under the tree and a stocking. So I'm almost 50 years old. I'm still getting a stocking. I kind of dig that.
Is there like walnuts and orange and stuff
in
it?
No.
Lump of coal.
There's silver proof sets and lottery tickets and deodorant and vitamins and baseball cards.
Aww, that is very sweet.
I do.
How much you win on them scratch-offs?
I won $25. Nice. And then guess who won $500?
Your dad.
Yeah.
Yay, Saren.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, anybody else win? I got the big one.
Take me down to the airport so I can cash this in.
I just always wanted to know, how did your dad get like such a Game of Thrones name?
Theron?
Yeah.
That's his grandfather's name. So his grandfather's name was Theron Andrews, and his other grandfather's name was Wilson Fuller. Yeah. So my dad's name is Theron Wilson.
Those are both very cool names.
It means Thor.
Theron means Thor?
I believe so, yeah.
That's really badass.
And then if you Google it, there's a couple other Theron Andrewses around. But Theron is a rare name.
Oh, it is a very rare name. My dad's name is Rick. How gay.
What's so gay about it?
And I don't
because
mean gay in
a derogatory
way.
Every gay man has track lightning. And every gay man's either named Mark, Rick, or Steve.
That's correct.
Exactly.
Jeff, you went to Nebraska.
I did.
Yeah, how was the drive?
It was okay. Coming back for shit.
Why, rain, snow?
Well, I thought it would be a good idea to drive over to Denver.
Oh, I see why. Yeah, how was that?
And that was okay. And then as soon as I got to Denver, it fucking started snowing. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just pop into a store real quick, buy some shit, get the fuck out of there. So I did that, and then I started driving back. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's snowing. So I got to drive until it stops snowing. So I drove all the way across Colorado into Kansas.
Wow.
And it stopped snowing, so I stopped and got a hotel room and stayed the night, and that was a bad idea, because the next day, I woke up, and it was a fucking blizzard.
Oh.
Literal blizzard.
Some planes, trains, and automobile shit.
They shut down. If you Google I-70 winter storm on December 26th or 27th, I forget what day it was, but there was a literal fucking blizzard, and they shut the road down after I had passed. But I had to drive all the way across Kansas in a fucking blizzard.
No way.
They let you drive? Were you on the road by yourself?
There was me and a few tractor trailers and a few brave people.
How many people you see off the side of the road as
Lots
you're going?
Of
I know, right?
Off to the side
so
of the road.
So it was snowing while you were driving?
It was fucking a blizzard, man. You couldn't see.
Why didn't you just stay there?
A foot in front of you. I was like, I'll drive out of it eventually.
Oh,
I'm driving.
God.
You're crazy, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm only going in the same direction as the storm.
Yeah, well, no, the storm. I did drive out of it eventually, but it took me until I got all the way to the other side of Kansas by
Good
the time
God.
I drove out of it.
Ain't no way in hell I'm getting out in a damn whiteout and getting on the freeway.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, nothing I could do. I'm not going to sit in a hotel room and do nothing.
I was supposed to go see...
I would love that.
I would too.
Yeah.
Snow me in.
Yes.
Yeah, not while you're driving, though. I was supposed to go see Fish, and the two nights before, they did a four-night run. The 27th, 28th, 20th, whatever, leading up to New Year's Eve. So 31st, 30th, 28th.
Is this the rescheduling of Fish?
No.
They do a New Year's Eve show in Madison Square Garden.
They do four shows.
Okay.
And they had a four-show run. And, or three, I don't know. But anyway, I was supposed to go on Friday, or leave Friday the 28th, stay in New York City with Greg Russ, who's on the Von Nessler Doctrine, who's been on the show, and was going to crash at his place Friday, and then Saturday go to the hotel. That was
I listened to your live episode with Greg Russ while I was in the blizzard.
What live? Oh, you'd never listened to it before?
No, I hadn't listened to it before.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Some funny stuff in that.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody baked out of their mind.
Josh Warren was funny. We got to get him back on.
Josh Warren is super funny. So I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm going to fly out Friday, you know, and they were predicting last week all that rain. And I was going to see Fish Saturday and Sunday night in Madison Square Garden with my buddy Larry and his friend. Tickets and everything all ready to go.
So did they scalp your ticket?
I guess so. I yeah, they did. I Got up Friday morning. It's raining like hell, raining like hell, raining like hell. And I'm wondering, was my flight going to be delayed? And then I go down in the basement and I see water starting to come up through the floor and through cracks in the ceiling. I'm like, oh, I better do something about this. So I start moving everything and then more water and more water. Yeah. And that turns into, it's 12
dogs swimming around.
Well, they're upstairs. The cat's freaking out because he can't get to his food or his litter box. I have to move that. And so it's just me for the next 4 hours. I, you know, Delta wouldn't change my flight to Saturday morning without a huge penalty, so I just said no and got my miles back. But sorry, sir, we can't refund the $12. I'm like, fuck, I don't care. And so it's just me in a shop vac filling it up, taking it outside, dumping it out, coming back in, filling it up, dang. And it went on for hours.
It's good workout,
hours
though.
And hours. Oh, yeah, I was sore as fuck, but I was so mad. And now we're gonna get.
Was your
more
wife
rain.
Helping you?
Oh yeah, when she came home, I mean, she was working.
Oh, okay.
And so she gets home and she says, the first thing she says is, I thought you were going to New York. And I said, well, I'm not going to leave. All right, bye. Here, enjoy the flood. Fuck off. And she said, well, that was nice. I go, well, yeah, I was going to abandon my house. Fuck this shit. I'm going to do drugs and launch fish. So that was kind of a fuck up. But now I'm going to make sure I go to see a couple shows this spring or this summer if they have any, you know?
No, fish broke up after New York.
They better not have.
That was the end of it.
Oh, for one more thing. I got a Christmas present. I got a trade paperback, but it's actually a hardback, so I don't know what you call it. Trade hardback?
Comic book.
Yeah, comic book series. Planet of the Apes, trade paperback. Now, it was the original script that Rod Serling had written for the movie that got lost, and then Dana Gould produced this.
Yeah, I thumbed through it, and it didn't have the same ending. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Well, no, because
I got to read the whole thing now.
It was the original Rod Serling, you know, from The Twilight Zone. It was his script. So I took a picture of it. I was like, excited to get this, and I put it on Instagram and tagged him in it, and he wrote back, or he said something like, or he commented.
This is Dana Gould you're talking about.
No, yeah, Dana Gould. Yeah. He said, did you get a signed copy? And I said, no, and he didn't reply, and I thought to myself, oh, God, that's probably the protocol. You can only tag people when blah, 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 blah. You know me. I worry about shit. And then later on, he writes back, let me know when you finish it, and I'll tell you how to get it signed. So cool. I thought that was pretty cool.
Very nice.
I wrote him and said, this is really, it was fascinating. And I love that about him. There aren't very many people out there, at least in the public, who are super into the Planet of the Apes.
We've
got to
get him on the show sometime.
I'd love to. He's super smart. I'd be intimidated.
He comes to Atlanta all the time.
Why'd you be intimidated?
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you, like on the spectrum or something?
Of course. I've always been that way. But I'm
we're all on the spectrum.
I'm saying, I'm saying that he's super intelligent and intimidating. That's right. I would be nervous. Like, because there's other people that aren't like that.
I'm not intimidated by anybody.
He's a cool dude. We can
either they like you or they hate you. Fuck them.
Well, I'd love to have him in and talk to him about it. Yeah. Especially since, you know, we're fans of his show on
Stan versus Evil.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. I don't know why you'd be intimidated. I'm sure he would love you.
Oh, I don't know. You know what? I think it's probably misplaced worry and fear because we're not going to talk politics with him, so.
I get it. It's intimidating to sort of host someone that you sort of respect or are in awe of a little bit.
Right.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Except for a few people on Twitter. I've really lived up to this for a while. I was like, I don't care. If I really, really like you, I don't give a shit what you think about anything other than your craft. If I really like you, I'm going to follow you and all that. You know, I'm tired of all that bullshit.
No, I'm the same way.
I used to be, you know how I used to be. I used to be so in my head about everybody liking me.
Right,
and it killed me if they didn't like me. And I really feel like it's true what they say. Older you get, you just don't give a shit.
Exactly.
And then by the time you get to be like 70, you're just like, you're just an old piece of
shit. You want people to like
crap.
You need to stop startling people.
Oh, can I startle Jeff so good?
How'd that happen?
He was sitting in his car. Usually he'll see me. I love it. He saw me. He usually sees me pulling in and he didn't. And I saw him over there playing on his phone and I ran up and I was like, bah, 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 in his window and I startled the shit out of him. Oh my God. And I told him, the look on his face was hilarious. I almost peed my pants. And I told him if I was a comic book villain, I'd be the startler. That's what I would want to do.
Ooh,
I would just run up and startle people. It's so funny.
Startler.
How you doing?
Don't you guys think it's funny, though, when you startle somebody, the look on their face, like, ooh.
I want one of our amazing artist listeners out there to create the startler. Stephanie has a very good new profile picture on her Twitter page, so use that. I am going to be using that in the drawing that I'm working on
right
now.
Oh, God. I figured it was time I did a new picture.
It's a really good picture.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Everybody go check it out. At Stuff a
Please don't.
Stuff a Glampagos.
Stuff a Lumpagus or something. Stuff a Lumpagus.
Stuff a Lumpagus.
I'm looking for it right now.
Speaking of Twitter.
Yeah.
There's
Captain
a Stuff a Lumpagus on Instagram. That's not you.
Wait, what? Now everybody's what?
There's a Steph Lumpkus on Instagram that's not Steph.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't name it Steph. Oh, well, he stole my crap.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
What, Adam?
On Twitter, Captain Lee started following me from Below Deck. Yes.
That had to be the pinnacle for you.
I feel very, very special. And I think it's because I started writing down and tweeting the stuff that he says on the show that make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, I'm madder than a pissed on chicken.
That's fucking weird.
This one was, he was really nervous about taking the boat through these reefs. Mm-hmm. And he said, you couldn't drive a straight pin up my ass with a 20-pound sledgehammer right now.
Oh, my.
Isn't that good?
That's very specific, too. The chicken pissing thing, though, I feel like it would be hard to piss on a chicken. They're very fast.
But if you did, don't you think you'd be pissed off?
Not if you aim.
That's true. That's true.
The chicken will allow you to piss on it.
It's really hard to have a good time when you're dead. That's what he said.
That's true. That is true. Not if you're a chicken.
And then this one was, I would rather drag my dick through 10 miles of broken whiskey bottles than to have these asshole on my boat again.
Well, I guess he doesn't like them.
He didn't. They were very rowdy.
That's very funny.
But yeah, I feel very special. And then, you know, talking about being intimidated by other people, I, of course, am not intimidated by Captain Lee. But it is weird when he follows me and how proud I am of that. You know, like, first of all, this is part of the thing I say about social media where it's not real. Someone following you on Twitter means nothing.
Somebody you really like, though, that's famous starts following you, it's a big deal. It's
totally.
Just, it's the world we live in. It's the fucking world we live in.
Mary Lynn Reichkub follows me and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, she follows me too.
I know, it's so cool. So the first celebrity to follow me was Taye Diggs, and I was freaking out.
Everyone.
Taye Diggs. I know. He's like, he follows like 31 million people.
It's like a Twitter bot,
Yeah, and Chuck Knobloch, the old second baseman for the Twins and the Yankees, he followed me. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, Chuck Knobloch. Oh. Follows everybody.
Pretty sad.
Taye Diggs, though, I wish he would follow you.
He's a handsome young man.
Yes, he's our age now, I think.
Like, you want him to follow
Sure, around? He could follow me around. That'd be fine.
Notice how her mouth never moves. Wait, notice how his mouth... Is that him?
Oh, yes, it is. Okay. Stella.
That's how Stella got her groove back, man.
Oh, shit, yeah. I was singing something from Chicago, though. Chicago's my favorite musical.
I know. Why,
no,
is it?
Not.
No, it's not.
Les Mis, yes. Yeah. Les Mis. All right, hang on.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. That's my favorite one. My name is Jean Valjean.
He took my childhood in his prime.
You let your foreman send me away. Guess you were there.
I think we've done this before.
I'd go see that.
I don't think
that,
you've
probably.
Done the Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Ole Miss. Yeah, Les Mis. Or Ole Miss.
Right, that makes, like, if it was that meme that's going around of the celebrities, if they were from Oklahoma, have you seen that?
No. When I get free, you won't see me here for dust.
Good evening, dear. Expect a lovely evening, my dear.
My name is John. What the fuck? Stars in your multitudes, scarce to be counted.
Ooh, what song would be, like, the banjo heavy song? Ding 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 ding.
God, what would be?
Maybe.
What have I done, sweet Jesus? What have I done? Became a thief in the night. Became a dog in a room.
Like, it would be like the all the banjo, all the bluegrass guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Become a dog on the run. I can't do it because I'm not four people. But yes,
you'd have to do an Alison Krauss type voice.
You'd definitely be Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean. Yeah. My name is Jean Valjean. And I'm... What's Javert's
name?
And
I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Jeffrey. All right.
Do not forget my name. Do not forget me.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia plain.
Well, yappy New Year to everyone. First off, I want to thank all the people who supported Barkville last year in all of our endeavors. We had over 285 successful adoptions, and we couldn't have done any of that with all, you know, out everybody's help, and we're just so grateful to people for supporting us. Please consider joining us February 2nd at the Metropolitan Club in Alpharetta for our Valentales Charity Gala, hosted by the lovely Caitlin Ross. And there'll be drinks, from great food from
Channel 11.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either. But I know she's a newscaster lady, and she's really into animals, so she's going to be there hosting the thing. And there's going to be drinks and food and a silent auction. And
11 Alive, yes.
Rescue dog parade. And tickets are $100, but all the proceeds go to help us save more dogs, like the nearly 250 German shepherds found in deplorable hoarding conditions down in Warner Robins last week. So they've asked us to help out with that. So we're doing that. But we definitely need fosters. So if you're interested and you like GSDs, let us know. And I'll post the links for both of these. And if you were a business and you want to sponsor the Valentine's Gala, there'll be info for that as well. And this is crazy. This is crazy.
Do you ever do a DMT?
This is crazy. But Gwinnett County Animal Shelter is extending their free adoptions for all animals during the entire month of January.
That is good
the
news.
The whole month. So you heard me. That's spay, neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped for free. So please, if you're considering starting out the new year by getting fit, we have tons of workout partners just waiting to be leashed up and go to the park with you. Or cats, you can bench press them. You can get two of them and just, you know, do it up, do your lats. Just give them a chance, and they will give you more love than you could ever imagine. So please spay and neuter and keep it canine.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
I want to make John cry.
His hair is kind of going with the music right now.
This isn't the guy that died, though.
I know, but you love this song.
I do.
To the phone.
I feel like you've got a candle lit and looking out the window.
Sylvia's mother says, Sylvia's learning to start a new life on her own. Do you not know this?
No.
Sylvia's mother says, Sylvia's happy. So why won't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs.
Whatever. I just want to talk to her.
This just made me realize I could just say sentences and make a fucking song.
You could, if it totally were the 70s and you had an eye patch. Sylvia's mother.
Just
that.
Read instructions off of a manual.
Sylvia's nephew is out back digging a hole. That's Dr. Hook.
That's Dr. Hook, but not the guy that died.
No, but the guy that died is probably the guy everybody thinks is
the guy with the eye patch.
That you'd think, oh, Dr. Hook, that's that guy. And rest in peace. We had
Ray Sawyer.
When did he die? 81. Last week? Or did he die in 2018?
The captain?
No, that was this week. But when did Dr. Hook die?
Maybe January 1st or 2nd.
Okay, so he's the first celebrity death of the year. And, you know, yesterday, which was, or was it 2 days ago? I don't remember. But the second day of the year, which I guess was yesterday, who died, right? Three people that we, that are really in our wheelhouse, being our age, are dead. Yeah. It's fucked up. And, you know, Mean Gene Okerlund, I thought he was sick, and he always looked old.
Yeah.
Apparently he was not old.
Yeah, I thought he was way older.
He wasn't sick, but he fell down, and then he got poorly after he fell.
He went poorly.
He was poorly.
Huh? He had himself a spell.
I loved Mean Gene, man.
I did too. Yeah, he was a great. Good
guy. Part of that era. I met him a couple times. Always really nice. Always put on that voice, though, whenever you met him. How you doing there, young man? If you watch old clips that are on YouTube, if they're affiliated with WWE at all, because back then they said WWF, they had Hulk Hogan. I found this out today. Hulk Hogan overdubbed because he's, the WWF. It says WWE now.
Oh, really? Mm.
Yeah, because I watched one with some of the other superstars from that era, and it's just they bleep out the
because they're afraid the World Wildlife Foundation will get their ass.
Yeah, everybody knows. Who knows who's more well-known, wrestling or the the panda could.
I feel like there's enough room for both. Sure. And you don't know the World Wildlife Federation, whatever the hell, right. as Wild WWF, West. And you're never ever going to know them. Thank you.
I got the free sticker once for subscribing to some liberal magazine in college, so thanks for the panda sticker. I'm never giving them a dime. Fuck them. So rest in peace. Yeah, let them fucking die.
Panda Watch.
All the people that died were 76 years old.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Except for... You know, Ray Sawyer.
That's weird. He didn't die the same day. Weird.
Captain Daryl Dragon. Captain of Captain and Tennille.
Are you going to do love?
I am.
Love didn't keep them together.
No, they got divorced 3 years ago.
Easily.
3 years ago?
One mm-hmm. of the worst karaoke songs ever in the history of time.
Oh, yeah.
And two people always do it, and it's usually a girl and her gay friend.
I wish he was straight. He's the best man I've ever known. She had some big teeth.
They were very large.
Do you remember in the 70s? Captain
they were
and
Duvall-esque. Well, Shelley Duvall-esque.
Yes. And they were on every show. They had their own variety show. And that's where you'd see, in addition to Donnie and Marie, you'd see Shields and Yarnell or Nipsey Russell or a comedian of the time. You know, Jay Leno would do these shows and stuff and bands and shit like that. And it was ridiculous. Her hair, she had that Dorothy Hamill hair and that giant teeth. And they were just caricatures throughout the 70s and early 80s. And
Tennille was nice. It was like, she should have been like the captain in Choppers.
Oh, I was reading about them. He was with the Beach Boys for 5 years playing keyboards. And Mike Love called him Captain Keyboard. So that's where they came up with the name. And he kept it. He started wearing the hat. And that's how he became captain of Captain and Tennille. I thought he was a mute. He never spoke.
Yeah.
But she divorced him in 2014. He said he was on drugs and he didn't remember.
He was 72?
Six.
76. Everybody was 76.
I mean, he was 72 when she divorced him?
Yes, because he was unloving. You know who wrote this song?
Who?
You?
Paul Williams?
No. There's a line at the end of it where she says, Neil Sedaka. At the end of the song, Sedaka is back. I like this song.
Bust out a little muskrat.
All right, you guys want to hear some muskrat?
Yeah.
I want to hear those muskrats.
Yes. Everybody. I want to hear nibbling on bacon.
That's the best part.
If you're going to do like songs about little rats.
Also, dude. Having a water mammal.
What's the...
That ain't legal either.
The day the squirrel went berserk.
Yeah, that's Weird Al, right? No, Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens.
I said, don't look, Ethel, but it was too late.
I remember the song from when we were in elementary school.
Don't the Beatles have a muskrat song?
No, Rocky Raccoon.
Oh.
I don't understand this song.
Me either.
It was a huge hit. I mean, I guess if you're all fucking waking up from a Coke binge in the 70s, this is good to put on.
I don't understand what you're coveting about a muskrat, love. I mean,
I don't know. They fuck
I've
a lot.
I've never even seen it. Have you ever? What is a muskrat? Have you ever seen one?
Yes, I have. My uncle used to trap them.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen dead ones.
Oh, but you've never seen them, like, banging?
No.
Oh. So you can't profess...
Chewing on cheese. And how do they have access to bacon and cheese? They're muskrats. Was that you or was that them?
That was
me.
Do that again.
You have to get to that part. It's way later.
Well, it's fine. Where are we going? I mean, everybody else is hitting that 15-second button.
I feel like maybe they were just really rich people and they kept muskrats. And they saw a side of them that we never see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Muskrat love.
Yeah, that was like a fancy muskrat.
Was a saying, but I guess
who wrote
because
it?
Of the song.
They didn't write it. They didn't write anything.
Willis Allen Ramsey wrote it.
Oh yeah, he wrote the best songs about water mammals.
Yeah, he was on like bathtub speed or something when he did this.
Isn't that a fish song?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. Now, in the video for this, you can watch him do the settings on the Moog. And he's just going with his little fingers.
The muskrat is?
Well, no, the captain.
Oh.
This is all keyboard sound. He's just got his hands on the thing. He's going. Brruh,
brruh, brruh. They missed a huge opportunity having a muskrat play the keyboards for this in the video. Shit.
All right. Rest in peace, Daryl Dragon. Thanks for the music and all that jazz. The last but not least.
The biggie.
The biggie here. This one, I didn't even know he was sick.
He was sick that whole last season of Curb.
He looked bad.
He did, but he's always kind of looked like that, hasn't he?
He had leukemia, though.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Dave.
That's terrible. That sucked. In the intro, there's a couple of clips, so I'm going to tell you what they're from. Obviously, the one where he tells the joke to Seinfeld is from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have the whole joke in there. These guys don't know because they haven't heard it yet. And
even the C word?
And no. But I didn't put in, what was the one that, I'm trying to, oh, here we go. Here's one of my favorite things that, and by the way, he has been involved for, 50 years almost?
Yeah.
He worked for the Smothers Brothers.
Yep.
He worked with Steve Martin. They both won Emmys for a lot of different things. He worked with Red Fox. But this is one of my favorites.
I'm candidate Tony DeLoge, and I'm running for district selectman. I'm willing to beat the living crap out of your kid. How do you feel about that, Johnny?
I feel fine about that.
All right, that's my platform. You remember, DeLoge beats the crap out of kids. Just
a minute.
All right, I'll wait.
I'm here.
Jenny, are you both on?
Yes.
All right, this is candidate Tony DeLoge, and I'm running for district selectman. And what I said to you both, if I get your vote, I will surround your neighbor's house, which is your son. Tear gas, they pull him out, beat the crap out of him, get the CDs back, get the deeds back, whatever you want. All I need, your vote.
To hear the whole call, just go to YouTube and type in West Rope, W-E-S-T-R-O-P-E. It's a Crank Anchors bit, and it was fucking hilarious. Because the beginning of it, he just calls these people and says, what's your biggest problem? And they start talking about their kid taking all their CDs out of there, like certificates of deposit.
Oh, my God. I remember being a teenager, we would always sit up late because it would come on late at night.
Bizarre.
Super Dave Osborne, his show.
Oh, he had his own show, too.
Yeah, it was so great. And all the crazy stunts he would do, and he always got mangled. That was always it always ended terribly. Oh, God, we would laugh our asses off.
What was the movie that he did with, he was in it. He was a shoe salesman, but it's an Albert Brooks movie where he just gets divorced. And there's a scene where Albert Brooks goes in. He goes, I'm thinking about jogging. And he has the shoes that he gets out of the.
Ordinary People?
Off the rack. No, Ordinary People is not a comedy. That movie is going to kill yourself after you watch it. I've only seen that once, and I'm never watching it again. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, just little portions.
Oh, you've never seen the whole movie?
No.
It'll fucking rip you to shreds.
Really?
Oh, God. Timothy Hutton, so deserving of the Oscar he got for that movie. Judd Hirsch, I think he should have won an Oscar. And Mary Tyler Moore didn't get one, but should have. But you know who did? Who got the Oscar for that movie? Robert Redford directed it. Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore, bitch in that movie. Have you ever seen the movie, Autumn?
No, I haven't.
Ordinary People? Oh, my God.
When was it out?
1980. It beat out Raging Bull for Best Picture.
Oh, wow.
No, not for Best Picture. Best Director. Robert Redford got Best Director.
It's a modern romance you're talking about?
Maybe, yeah.
That's an Albert Brooks movie.
Yeah. But anyway, Albert Brooks wants to take up jogging. And Bob Einstein plays the shoe salesman.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and he comes like, no, you don't want those. I got something good for you. Come on back here. See, look at me. Hit me in the stomach. You know, and he gets these real expensive Nikes. And Albert goes, $50. That seems expensive. And he goes, okay, you're gonna need these track suits. And you have to watch this.
Wait, and that's this one where Albert Brooks dies and goes to heaven?
No, that's defending your life. Defending, which is also a good movie.
Rip Torn.
Yeah, ripped. You wouldn't understand. Yeah. Try me. I was trapped in the third well of thought. I don't understand. You wouldn't be able to eat this food. That's a really fun little movie.
Such a great movie.
And I like Mel. It's the first movie I ever saw Meryl Streep in where I thought she was human.
What do you mean?
Where she was smiling and it was a comedy and I thought she was really nice. I'd never seen her in a comedy before that film.
You're all just like Deer Hunter.
I mean, Deer Hunter was a very funny movie.
Yeah, I died laughing. Yeah. It was hilarious.
Diddy Mow! Diddy Mow!
I think that was the first Meryl Streep movie that I ever saw, maybe? It was so I really only know her through comedy because I saw her in that and then Death Becomes Her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've seen her in serious stuff.
She was in a ton of serious stuff in the
80s. I know.
Well, going to
Devil Wears Prada.
That was good. That was actually good. I liked Devil
Wears Prada.
So good. So
it's like, I can't be the whole thing.
Silkwood, though. I remember that being like the first role.
Cher's in that.
Yeah. She was great.
Cher was a fantastic actress.
She is, yeah.
She was.
She should still come back to it, I think.
Mm. Moonstruck? Get out of here.
Moonstruck. So good.
The bottom of it.
You take her Twitter away from her. Because she can't spell, so that's what's more embarrassing. She does all those awful abbreviations.
She does too many political. She's blocked because I can't listen to the political rants.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Patricia Arquette how much I liked her in Dannemora.
Finally.
Yeah. And I started looking at her Twitter feed. Nope.
Nope.
How long did I tell you to watch Escape from Dannemora?
Since it started.
I don't want to talk to either of you. I've got to get Showtime, and I have a lot of resentment.
All right, so rest in peace to all those wonderful, wonderful people.
And also, can I just say, rest in peace to the lovely Pete Davis's dog, Bear.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
His dog, Bear, died. And
oh, Pete Davis. Yeah. Oh, sorry, man.
He wrote the most touching letter about, like, his dog that he posted, and, you know, a lot of people do that whenever, it got me, man. It got me. Because Pete's a really good writer, too, and I never realized it until he wrote this shit, and it was just so good.
Pete's a good writer. He is a funny guy on the radio and a nice guy. He was on the first season of our show.
No shit.
Yeah, early episode.
I love Pete.
It's where we produced a bit where Kimmer was getting interrupted. I was doing Kimmer getting interrupted by, let's go say, the Kimmer line.
You do a good Kimmer. You don't do Kimmer anymore.
Well, because like we can't. Where I'm on a
You can do it on here.
Huh?
You can do it on here.
I don't know. Hey, Herman Cain get fired 1 hour at a time. Yeah. So what? Who said that's mean?
I said it gets me.
Oh,
it gets me.
Every
time.
Yes. So Pete, sorry about that, man.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who Pete Davis is, you can Google him. PETEDAVIS. He's a cool guy. Just don't listen to that radio station. Get the podcast. what else is going on? Stranger Things is returning on the 4th of July. This will be season 3, right?
Meh.
Eh.
Agreed.
Don't say meh. I'm making a t-shirt for us.
Oh, yay.
Well, sure.
Can't wait.
It's pop culture.
It's going to come out long before that, but I'm taking my time and drawing it. I've done myself. And now I'm trying to draw the autumn piece, but I don't really have the...
And just so hard to draw.
I'm drawing you bald with blood coming out of your nose, so it's kind of weird.
Oh. It's not because I'm so beautiful and dynamic.
Your nose has got its period.
But you are.
Thank you. So
I'm working on that, and we'll have those available to
sale.
Can
I be Steve?
You're not going to be... You mean, who's Steve?
Steve's the one with the gorgeous hair.
No, you're the Winona Ryder character.
No!
You're you in that. I didn't even know who the fuck you were. I just drew you. Here you go. There's Steph.
Fuck you.
What do you mean, fuck you?
You're not going to make me into a real character. Don't even put me on
the
shit.
I
want
to be the Demogorgon.
You're not the Demogorgon. You are the main boy.
No.
I want to be the lights.
Too late.
I want to be the lights. No.
I'm the kid with the fucked up palate.
I want to be the guy that works at Radio Shack.
What is that kid's problem?
I want to be the black kid.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll put you in blackface. I'll do a minstrel thing. I'll make the lips bright red. Use grease paint. And I'll put pickaninny bows in your hair.
Ooh, I'm triggered.
I am triggered.
Oh, Lord, there's a monster on the underground.
He's about
to get out of here.
This went so bad.
What do you mean?
This is absolutely
that
not
would be
what
horrible.
I
It'd be fucking horrible. Speaking of fucking horrible. guys, I'm going to play something for you, and then I just want to get your reactions, okay?
Okay.
Well, after the cough.
Sorry, that's Travis coughing down.
I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old, and when I was...
Have any of you heard this?
Yep.
I listened to it the
I listened to the whole
out.
Thing.
Yeah, I did too.
Like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high.
Taking
doing
mushrooms
and shit. And then older people were like, you got to get your shit together. And we were like, yeah, f*** you.
Why is
and
it bleeped?
Kind of
I heard it unedited.
Because I just found a clip.
In their 20s and be like, they're crazy. These kids are nuts. But they're not. They're f***ing, they're just boring. F***ing tell them you shouldn't say that. What the f***? What are you, an old lady? What the f*** are you doing?
Yeah, I was with him. It was funny.
You getting there?
Yeah.
Oh, he's about to lose you, though.
He loses me at the end. He was going someplace good, though.
What are you doing? You're young. You should be crazy. You should be unhinged.
Now, it's not in this one, but the one where he goes, He's talking about, oh, I identify as this and I identify as that. And he goes, you know what? I identify as there. No, you call me there because I identify as location.
Which was also funny.
And then
in a suit saying, I'm here to tell you. You're not interesting because you went to a high school where kids got shot. Why does that mean I have to listen to you? How does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way. And then, now I got to listen to you talking?
Now he has a point.
Mm-hmm. It's contradictory to what he said about Pete Davidson, though, on Saturday Night Live when he was there.
What did he say?
He was all mad at Pete for smoking weed.
What?
He's like, he shouldn't be smoking weed.
I know what you're talking about.
When he hosted Saturday Night Live, he went to Lorne Michaels and narked on Pete Davidson for smoking weed in the offices at Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay. Why would he do that?
I don't know. It's
why is that contradictory to that?
Because he just said kids should be smoking weed and...
Oh, well, Pete Davidson isn't a kid. He has a job.
He should have been jerking off in front of women that didn't ask him to.
You remove that from it. Is that why you don't like that?
No, not at all. That's not why. He can be. I feel like he can be a pervert. That's up to him or whatever. Mm. But it lost me at the end because the point of it was funny. Mm. I liked that, you know, the way he was like the reversal of roles that the young kids act like old people now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the end of it, I don't think any of us, when we were younger, doing all these drugs and doing all our shit, which was true, none of us had people showing up at our school with assault rifles killing people, which is so regular now.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal for these kids to have to go through this. We did not ever have to deal with that.
Why can South Park do it every episode this last season and make fun of it, but and do it every single episode to the point of where it's, I know their point was it's happening too much and people are ignoring it too much.
Right.
But still,
That is the point.
But his point is also this kid, David Hogg, what makes him so special?
I don't even look at it as being,
I mean,
David
right. Why should
Hogg?
Why should we listen to him? Or the other one, they have been molded into political spheres, all these kids. Mm-hmm. There's one on the left and there's one on the right, and they talk all the time, and you know, one supports President Trump and the other one hates guns. You know, why are we involved in their conversations? Go do what you got to do, but that doesn't automatically make you a leader. I think that's what he's saying. I was like,
no, Louis's just an angry old man now, and whatever comes on his radar is what he's railing against. So.
Well, I saw on the thing that bothered me more than anything on Twitter, and in generally in social media is, oh, Louis C.K.'s gone alt-right. Now he's only appealing to white right-wingers. And that's not at all him. No. He's super liberal. He voted for Hillary. He loved Hillary Clinton. And again, removing all the perverted shit.
Right.
And then you had comedians like Paul F. Tompkins, who's the morality torchbearer, is saying all this shit. And, you know, all these people who were funny. Judd Apatow, I thought he was going to fucking quiver in a cave.
He said something about it when you're going after people, like victims.
Yeah, punching down. I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Punching down.
I wonder, though, would he be getting this type of reaction if he hadn't gotten in trouble?
No.
Probably not.
No, he'd be heralded.
Okay. It's just like he took what happened and he doubled down on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he wasn't contrite enough.
I also don't care.
Somebody made a good example.
Well, that's true.
Someone made a good example saying that, like, when something like this happens to you, like, not to you, but when you're busted like this and you are, you do the whole mea culpa, but you're trying to come back, then you put the magnifying glass on yourself and not against other people.
He did that. He talked about how he lost all his money and blah, blah, blah.
But you keep doing that. But it is pretty ballsy for him. He knows that he needs to pay attention to his optics.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, he just goes for it and just tries to get back into the same, I don't mean this as a pun, but like routine as he did before.
Right.
That's kind of what he has to do.
There needs to be more time before we're ready to accept the old Louis.
I think more people are ready to accept it than aren't.
I think that it's what he said was going to be fine if he hadn't been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think it was too much too soon.
Well, and just on the heels of the week before, which it was an old show,
mm-hmm.
but how they were playing that clip of him on that comedian's show where it was him and Chris Rock and
mm-hmm.
Ricky Gervais. And
they're all having fun and no one got hurt.
What'd they do? What was that?
They were using the N-word over and over again. And Chris Rock was sitting there laughing and playing along with him.
Right.
I didn't know that
but Jerry didn't.
Well, that's Jerry's choice.
Yeah. And that's why Jerry got he got held up like he was the man by most people, I guess.
Right, but then that gets leaked to Twitter. And here's the other point.
It's not leaked. It was out there. It was from 2011. It was on HBO. But
I feel like people aren't aware that things are bad until they're told.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then it's like it's like measles without, or it's like the common cold. Everybody catches it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, who's to say when it's time for Louis to come back, though? He's doing what he wants to do.
Audiences will say that. Audiences will say that.
He's not on TV. He's not doing movies. Right. He's not putting out stand-up specials. He's just going out
and working
his club that he works out at and working on material, just going up and, you know.
But he's working on that hour, and he's got the hour almost. And that's the whole thing. I'm glad that he's not shattered. Like Michael Richards was shattered, and he's just never going to perform again.
Well, Michael Richards wasn't
funny. He wasn't funny, but...
Yeah.
And he wasn't a stand-up comedian anyway.
No.
He did stand-up quite a bit.
I thought he was just like an improv person.
Yeah, he was improv.
I thought he had done stand-up.
If he was a seasoned stand-up, he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, he doesn't even go on stage anymore at all.
No. But the thing... And then again, this was at a comedy club, like Jeff said, the Comedy Cellar, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to have been recorded and put on YouTube. This falls onto the comedy club owners. Do not, and I hope they all do this eventually, take phones away from people. Mm. Give them their phones at the end. If the comedian says he'll do photo ops, you do a photo op with them at the end of the show. Take those fucking phones away because, you know, first of all, it'll prevent stuff like this from happening. People can go out and say, you know, I heard him say this. But you don't have it. I mean, in the old days, we didn't have tattletales everywhere. And that's what we have now. Tattletales who get on social media. And then once they're on social media, again, it's like the common cold. Everybody catches it and gets outraged.
That's a little bit of a different thing because what the real question is should he have done it?
No, the real question is not should he have done it. The real question is should he be judged for it in a place where it's supposed to be private and it's for that audience only?
Hmm.
That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then it's only like 100 people versus...
100 million now who all have an opinion about it. And if you say something like, well, you know, I had said something like, well, you know, it's just Louis being Louis. And then I got like, blah, 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 white, racial, blah, blah, the privilege.
I kind of feel like when anybody comes at me too hard about anything, even with things I agree with, I'm already playing devil's advocate because I'm just a little bit put off by this person's intensity. Even if it's something I agree with. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I mean, the other side probably has a point, you know,
maybe not
to the extreme of like,
let's talk about
white
Kevin
supremacists
Spacey.
Or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Do you guys see the Kevin Spacey video?
Yeah.
No.
What did you think of that?
Weird.
Fucking weird. Yeah.
What happened?
Very weird.
All right, he does this. You're familiar with House of Cards, right?
Yeah.
All right, so he does a Frank, I forgot the last name.
Underwood.
Yeah, Frank Unger. Underwood.
That's not it.
You all wondered where I went. Well... I'm not gonna give in so easily. I mean, something like, he was basically doing Frank.
I wish he would have slipped into the anal retentive chef.
Yes.
While
now
he was
we're
cooking.
Going to fold this over and over again. Basically, in his video, he's saying, you know, he's saying that House of Cards sucked, and he was absolutely correct about that. The last season, it was stupid. The ending was fucking horrible and dumb, and the whole season was garbage. From start to finish. Piece of shit. No one will ever rewatch it. Except for, you know, woke people who do things because they're woke. But he has some serious charges against him.
He was indicted that day.
I know.
I think he's already...
what?
Pled something or...
Let's see if that's true.
Yeah.
But...
I'm sorry. I know I've made this point, I think, on I don't know what show. Mm-hmm. But this kind of behavior is... I mean, very normal
when
you're talking about gay kids
and
gay adult men.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that it was okay. It's almost a little bit like those weird lines that you draw with Dr. Ford and the dude, what's his name?
Kavanaugh?
Yes, Kavanaugh. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it shouldn't have happened. Probably something happened. I guess we know this happened.
He drinks beer.
Yeah, but with Kevin Spacey, you know, because the guy was recording it.
Yeah, and kid is not gay. He's got a girlfriend. He was sending his girlfriend the message like saying, I'm being molested by Kevin
Spacey.
Why
didn't he go, hey, would you please stop molesting me, Kevin Spacey?
He got up and left.
Yeah, wait, after he recorded all of it.
This wasn't that kid from the Broadway thing?
No. This is another guy who was recording it. Recording it while it's going on and sending messages to his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that plays out.
People have been made into victims.
Yeah.
It's because of childhood, and so they don't do things. You know, I'm surprised that he was recording it, or you know, like it seems like the person that would record something would also have the wherewithal to be like, get off of me.
Yeah, but they don't
punch you in the face.
It's crazy days and nights that I saw. He's made arrangements to plead somehow and not do any time.
Is that verified?
No, it's just
because nothing you see on there ever comes true.
All right.
I found that out because I was all, oh, wow, this is cool.
I remember you were all into it.
Like, yeah.
It is
like,
fun, though.
It's like QAnon for celebrities.
They're saying shit about Olivia Newton-John being...
Yeah, she's like, I'm not sick.
She's like, I'm fine, people.
I fell for that one.
Did they ever find her husband?
No. No. I don't know. You mean the one that jumped off the boat?
I thought he's just like lost at sea or
she
something.
She killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Donnie Zuko, you're a fraud. Splash.
So what happened? So this is a... Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I forget now.
What's your question?
This one is Kevin Spacey. Oh, so how old was this kid?
I don't know, but old enough to be in a bar.
He was 18? 18. 17, 18.
No, he was of age, but not legally.
Okay. Well, then what's the problem?
He's not gay, and Kevin Spacey's got his hands all over him.
He grabbed his dick.
Yeah,
Between two men.
Grabbed his dick.
That's between two men.
Mm-hmm. Not if...
And I don't mean to be like...
If two women do it, is it all right?
A misandrist or anything, but like, fight now. Fight him. Kick him in the butt.
Still,
kick his butt.
But Autumn, this is a huge movie star.
Yes.
A much older man.
Yeah.
You're like 18 and he's grabbing your dick. I feel like there's some
get
shock
off me, dude.
Here. There's some like, what the fuck?
Also, glug, 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 glug.
Think about Terry Crews, what he said about that agent that grabbed his dick at the party in front of everybody. I mean,
that got thrown out.
He could have beat the shit out of that guy. Yeah. He could have killed him.
But Terry Crews and maybe this kid, when he was 18.
Embarrassed, I would think, too.
Embarrassed, but also maybe there was something in their past that made them not fight.
But then also, too, I mean, with any women, if you're assaulted, I mean, I know that's a light assault, mm-hmm. basically. I just don't know. I think some people are just taken off guard. You don't expect it. Just like
that's
Louis
true.
Sitting there yanking his dick and jerking off in front of you. Uh-huh. You're sitting
you
there
mind,
going like,
you like this?
You're like, I love this guy. He's a great comedian. Why is he fucking beating off in front of me? You're just sitting there like, what the fuck is happening?
And so then yeah.
It's just, I think a lot of people are in shock.
Hannah Gadsby squirted
and that
in front
is,
of me.
And it's bullshit. Somebody shouldn't be allowed to do that to you.
I don't know, though.
That happened to me.
I feel like that would not...
really Hannah Gadsby, she squirted in front of me.
Who is Hannah Gadsby?
Exactly.
I can't.
She's the newest hot thing in comedy. You don't know who Hannah Gadsby is?
No.
Yeah, she. I went to her room. I was bringing her room service.
Oh, is she the one that does all the sad comedy?
And she came out and she held me, she told me to stand there while she squirted all over the rug.
This is bullshit.
Are you lying?
Fuck up. This is not
this
you're
is
lying.
Not a true story.
It's not a true
okay,
story.
Okay, I'm looking at her. I'm like, there's no way.
She doesn't look like a squirter to you, Autumn?
You I mean, maybe, but not in front of Tim.
You want to hear some funny shit, though? Watch the Big J. Okerson episode of The Degenerates on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about it. He meets this really hot chick, and they're like hitting it off. And he's like, do you have any naked pictures on your phone? And he's like, send me one. She's like, all right. So she sends him a topless photo, and he's like, all right, this is going really well. He's like, you got any more? And she goes, she's like, what do you want to see? And he goes, I want to see your pussy or whatever.
Ew.
And he
ew.
Goes,
you're not allowed to say that word, Jeff. Don't ever say it again.
Well, I'm just saying what he said. And he goes, the guy goes, well, the girl goes, well, you might be disappointed because it turned out she was a dude.
Uh huh.
And so she sent him a picture and he's like, I really thought about it for a while. He tells like this whole 20-minute story about how he almost hooked up with it.
I don't know. There's enough of them out there that are, you know, that are pretty.
He's like, yeah, this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life, mm-hmm. he says.
With a dick.
Yeah.
When I've shown Travis some of the drag queens, like Courtney Act, he's like, oh, whoa. I mean,
One time I had Bailey J up on the computer. at 96 or at Rock 100.5, I had a picture of Bailey J up on. She's a transsexual porn star. And I had her up on the screen and I went, Steve, what do you think of that chick? And he's like, damn. And she, you know, just her face and it was zoomed in. And then I scrolled down and boing. I mean, it's huge. And he went, oh, no, man. Oh, damn.
But did she have stair steppers?
We didn't get that far.
Oh, God.
She had a slide.
Oh, God.
Or a tube.
Watch that Big Jay Oakerson episode.
I will.
Of the Degenerates. He's hilarious.
All right.
He's like totally influenced by Attell, too. Again. I love that about him.
I mean, if they have a penis, not that big of a deal.
Some women have a prostate. Deal with it.
That's right.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are. Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Fucking assault. You know, you know how they all do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like super, yeah. Like everything. But I do mean it in a, you know, in a general way. People shouldn't be allowed to just do that crap to you.
Yeah. Well, this is the song the guy was thinking of while Kevin Spacey was touching him, right here, on Radio Labyrinth Radio, the soft sounds of the 60s. 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, and tens.
Do that to me one more time.
No, this song should be in the background of that video of the girl at the McDonald's.
Who beat the shit out of that guy?
The straw dude.
That was the best. That was the best viral video of 2019. She got fired?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she should have, but he got arrested.
He grabbed her first.
Yeah, but she reacted.
But McDonald's has like zero tolerance for any kind of stuff like that. She'll be like
straws.
Some folk hero, though. I'm sure somebody's going to do something for her.
I have to say, I didn't like her gratuitous use of the N-word.
Well, she was gone at that point. When somebody grabs you by your shirt collar and won't let you go, even after you punched him several times.
Why did he grab her? Because he didn't see there's no video before.
It was about the straws.
What straws?
He's
he
a
wanted
psycho.
A straw and she wouldn't give him one.
I don't know if that was exactly what happened, but it's the law there. They can't put straws out anymore.
Where?
In Florida.
In Florida?
Yeah. And there's you can't put straws out. You have to ask for one, I guess because of the environment and trash and all that other crap. So he came
up. Turn the turtles, man.
So I don't know if he came up there with having a fit, or I'm not sure what happened prior to her stepping back.
Well, it's Florida, and he's a white guy, so I imagine he's either on meth.
Yeah.
I mean, he was definitely crazy.
Yeah.
The sex offender.
Yeah. That's where I moved from meth and
you
sex
know,
offending.
When he was leaving, he kicked another female employee in the stomach as he was leaving.
Oh, so he's nice. That's why he got two counts of assault. All right, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So that was viral video number one. Did you guys see the other two big ones? One was from Atlanta, or from Tucker, actually.
Oh, which was it?
The sewer?
No, the guy in Tucker who the...
Oh, the vape shop guy?
Yeah, guy. This guy walks in there, some muscle guy with, the Make America Great Again
hat. Yeah, I texted
hat.
You, why did you get your vape store guy fired?
Yeah. He walks in there and you don't see what happens beforehand, but the guy won't serve him because the guy behind the counter is, they're calling him Ginger Snapped. Because they always have to come up with names for these people. So his name is Ginger Snappy.
He seems, I would describe him as soft.
Did you see the video, though? Him screaming?
Yeah! Get out!
Yeah, get out. Get the fuck out. And the guy behind the counter calls the Trump supporter, the Trump voter, calls him the N-word. And there's a black guy standing there waiting in line.
Oh, my God.
So all sorts of things. And then so, of course, the 4chan and the Reddit brigade started. And the vape shop had to fire the guy. But, I mean, he was acting.
He was in the wrong.
He was spurging out. And then the other.
I mean, the dude just came in with the shirt on and the guy went crazy.
You don't know what happened beforehand. Oh. So he could have came in there with, if you're walking around with a Make America Great Again hat and a Donald Trump shirt on.
I see people all the time. I don't care. I'm like, you want to be retarded?
No,
that's
but a lot of times those people, well, whatever. But I'm saying a lot of times those people are doing it just, hey, look at me. What do you think of my hat?
Yeah.
My MAGA hat. What do you think? Does it bother you?
I've never had anybody do that.
No. But in their minds.
Oh.
okay. I bought one and I was going to wear it somewhere. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
I mean, like, I could care less if they've got it on. I'm
no,
like,
same here.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other viral video that went was the transgendered woman at the GameStop. Do you see that one?
No.
The guy behind the counter is a kid, you know, soft, like Autumn says, these counter people are soft. And
soft counter.
He says, sir, and he won't call her man. And this guy's like 6'7". He's like, you want to see a sir? I'll take you outside. Oh, I am a ma'am. I mean, dressed like a soccer mom, but, you know, like Joel Denver in drag.
You think
who's Joel Denver? Bob Denver.
I thought these kids were all into the whole gender.
Well, the guy, neutrality. The lady. I'm sorry. The
gender fluidity.
The young woman was being an aggressive customer,
right.
And being a jerk. And
oh,
the kid did,
and so they were being a jerk back to her.
Well, no, not
calling.
Being a jerk. The kid was nervous, and you know, there's this big. Oh. So I'll give you the name that they came up with for this young lady. Oh God, hang on a second. What was it? It was something. I got it on my phone. You see if you can find that video. I'll see if I could find it.
I'm gonna put a dress on when I take my PlayStation 3 back to GameStop.
Do that. Trade it in. Do that. Because that would be fun. I found it. I know what it is. Oh, okay, here. The name was Macho Ma'am Tranny Savage. Someone put effort into that, but that's funny. Macho Ma'am Tranny Savage.
That's good.
I am in awe.
What, of that?
Of the naming, yes.
It's great.
My God.
Unfortunately, they call it weaponized autism. Now, autism isn't funny, and we're not making fun of people who have...
If it were weaponized.
That's what they say. Okay, they'll go on there and I go, okay, all you autists, find this person and go for it. And they call it weaponized autism. Wow. I didn't come up with the name.
Savant.
I've got the link.
Is a name Savant.
What, Autumn?
I have the link if you need it.
I don't want to play any of it on the show.
Oh, okay.
People can go find
me
it.
Either.
Just search those names. We'll see. I was going to talk about...
I'm a ma'am.
Winter movies for 2019, but I think we'll save that for next week. We'll do a big show on movies for 2019. You guys down with that?
That sounds good.
So we can talk about our staff picks and what we watched and shit. I didn't really watch a lot of TV over the break. I did watch all of Escape at Dannemora.
Finally.
Which was
so fucking
really good.
Good.
Ben Stiller is a really good director. I was very shocked.
So good. Like that.
Let's find a way to get it to Steph because she'd like it.
That whole like 15-minute segment where they do the whole like path of how they escaped.
Yeah.
That episode where they just no dialogue or anything.
The last two episodes
it's
are
based
great.
On a true story.
I know, but
so.
I don't care. I'm not going
to
read.
The next to the last episode. The whole series, you're like, well, I have some sympathy
and
for this.
And what if they had shown that episode first?
You would not have liked it. You would not have liked any of it.
They wait till the second to last episode to show
what
everybody did to get in jail in the first place.
And how she ended up being where she is. Just brilliant. And she's great. So I'll find a way.
Poor, Steph, you got to plug your ears here.
No, we'll find a way to get you that.
Poor
Lyle. It's like they're double spoiling. I'm getting tag team spoiled.
Remember when that guy did that thing that really messed up everything in that jail in that time? Yeah.
You have to have a Lyle impression already.
I don't have a Lyle impression yet. What's her name?
Tilly.
Tilly? Have you been having an affair on me, Tilly? I got to work on it because it's
wasn't Jennifer Tilly.
No, I will.
They just called her Tilly.
Everybody in that does a great job. Paul Dano, is that his name?
Yeah,
fucking
love
great.
Him.
He's such
Dano.
A great fucking
He's
actor.
He's an amazing
fucking
actor.
Benicio del Toro
is really awesome.
So fucking good, man.
I'm gonna get this for you. I'm gonna find a way to
find
get
it. Yes, David get Morse. Me this.
Do you have a laptop, desktop?
Yeah, I've got a laptop.
Can't you torrent it? Can't you legally download it?
As long as I'm not going to get some sort of virus, I will be glad to have it.
You might get a virus.
Well, I'll give you syphilis when I hand it to you.
Give me that thumb drive back with those.
Oh, you put it on there?
No, but give me that thumb drive back and I'll put it on there for you.
Okay, I'll do that.
You got to watch those fucking.
I will.
You guys watch You on Netflix?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I watched the trailer. It didn't look interesting to me.
It's not something I would have sought out. First of all, it's a Lifetime. With tits and swear words.
Right.
But my wife said, well, this is supposed to be good. So usually I'll go, well,
mm-mm.
No,
mm-mm.
Or I'll give it a shot. Well, I watched this. The guy is a creepy motherfucker. Stalkery, weirdo, kind of like just creepy as shit. Do you ever see that movie Tom Hanks' son did? It was his first movie, I think, that he was ever in where he was the star. And he works at a camera shop and he goes to the, he becomes enamored with this girl, and he, you know, puts all the cameras in her house. I forget the name of it, but it's creepy as shit. This show, You, is like that, but again, it's a Lifetime movie with tits and swear words.
Oh, okay. Well.
But it was interesting. I watched most of the show. And, you know, occasionally caught the Kardashians babbling while I went back to go to the bathroom. I watched Showtime had a Dexter marathon, so what the fuck not.
You stopped at 4, right? At the end of 4?
Yeah, you gotta stop.
Keep going.
Stop when the
shut up,
killer,
cunt.
Right?
Yeah.
You never expect that coming out of John Lithgow.
Oh, God.
Shut up, cunt.
Such ferocity.
And when he breaks his son's finger.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
Oh, God.
Hello,
in the end of it, how shocked were you though at the end of the fourth season?
How shocked was I? Yeah, let's not spoil it.
Okay, but I was
happy.
Shocked.
I hate her.
Dexter.
That's great.
I mean, because she always drove me crazy.
I wish Cody would get off the ship, Deb.
Esther is
my dark passenger. Harry's. Code.
You don't show me your dark passenger anymore.
Season 3 is good too with I was going to say Benicio del Toro.
Dokes.
No, not him. No, Dokes is season 2 with that
surprise,
was,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I love fucking Dokes. Season 1's great, season 2's great, season 3 is okay with Jimmy Smith as that DA.
Yeah.
Come on, Dexter, you're my amigo, man.
Yeah. 2 and 4 though, the best.
Harry said I could never have friends.
The Iceman.
Ice truck killer. And, of course, the sad thing about season 4 is what happens to Detective, FBI agent Lundy.
Yeah. We are spoiling the hell out of this anybody that's never watched Dexter.
Yeah, it's been fucking 7 years.
Spoil it for you, listen to us. At the end of season 4, pretend like that was the end of the
entire
show.
You don't like the season with...
Be done.
Edward James Olmos, the freezer.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
5, 6, and 7. 7 was an insult.
Which
7 almost made me smash. The end of it?
Oh,
one of the dumbest series finales ever.
Julia Stiles, was that season 5?
That was the last one, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't fucking remember.
Oh, I can't stand that pan face.
She talks like this.
Oh, God.
What else did I watch? Ray Donovan's Scrooged, which I bitched about today.
Said it didn't hold up.
I don't think it really does.
What?
It's still classic and it's still good because of when it came out.
It's still funny.
In my wheelhouse. I laughed a couple times. Bobcat's the best part to me.
Yeah.
And the chick from Taxi. And
Carol Kane.
Yeah, Carol Kane's funny.
Yeah.
I don't hate it at all. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's just kind of...
It's dated.
A little too long.
Yeah.
A little too much ad-libbing.
Yeah.
But it's Bill Murray, so you can't really go wrong.
I watched the Bill Murray stories on Netflix.
What was that?
That's documentary this dude made about, you hear all those stories about
Bill Murray
ate my French fries at Burger King and said, nobody's ever going to believe you. He goes around and interviews these people that, like, Bill Murray shows up at their house and does their dishes and shit. And it's, all real shit. They have pictures and everything. And then he tries to meet Bill Murray, and he ends up... just barely meeting him at spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Barely meets him, but the documentary is really good.
Cool.
It's on Netflix.
That's
called The Bill Murray Story.
I do want to see that.
Yeah. Really good.
Jaws. And I did
you
not.
Watch Jaws?
Yeah, because Caitlin had never seen it unedited.
Oh, what'd she think? She
loved
had to
it.
Be blown away.
Oh, yeah.
That movie holds
movie.
Up.
It does.
What you're dealing with here is an eating machine.
I want those paint happy bastards strung up.
Eat the look,
and sleep and make baby jerks.
The look on Caitlin's face when he was telling the story about the USS in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Was she completely enraptured?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a child and I saw that for the first time, I was like, oh my God.
Well, my favorite part at the end is her screaming at the TV, shoot it, shoot it. Come on, what the fuck's wrong with you? Shoot it.
That's what she did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's real satisfying.
I fucking love that.
Smile.
It'd be weird watching it now, knowing that it's interspersed with him. He's drunk in half the takes.
Who? Roy Shaw. Oh, no. Yeah,
Robert Shaw.
Yeah, Robert Shaw's trash.
He died like 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that song? Spanish Ladies? Or
Farewell to you, Spanish ladies. And Roy Scheider was like your friend's dad hot in that movie.
Yeah.
He really was. Like, I'll be like going to the kitchen to get things when he's in there, just being like, oh, hi, Mr. Blah, blah.
Yeah, I found out that Dominic.
But, like, if he pressed up against you in some way, you'd be like,
Dominic, oh, no, what am I supposed to do here?
Dominic Chianese and
Uncle Junior.
Yeah, Dominic Chianese. That's how you say it, I guess. And F. Murray Abraham were both Watergate burglars in All the President's Men. I didn't know that either till I watched it again over the break. So that's really me. I'm not going to watch the Sandra Bullock movie because I can't stand Sandra Bullock, so I won't ever watch it.
So you're not
going to
do the Bird Box challenge with me and Jeff?
No.
We were going to put blindfolds on, and we were going to run
drive
down
home.
The middle of Peachtree.
That's good, though. You should watch it.
I can't stand her.
I can't watch stuff with kids. I can't.
But none of the kids get...
I like the Quiet Place or whatever. Is it just a ripoff of The Quiet Place?
Not even. It's totally different. People that are saying that it's like The Quiet Place, I don't think they've seen The Quiet Place.
I put it out there on Twitter for people to tell me whether they liked it or not. Most people said it was eh.
I liked it.
It was good.
What, do they get attacked by birds or something?
It's like
a Cloverfield thing.
Another reason not to watch
it. They don't show it. And that's the thing.
You
never know what the hell these people are seeing before they kill themselves. But they see it.
Because it's different for different people, right?
Exactly. Oh, and it's very fucking creepy, and it's scary, and it's suspenseful.
I can't watch stuff like, even if nothing happens to the kids, I'm in that situation, and I'm protecting the kids. And what if I really had to do that?
You probably could see yourself in this because you'd be in the boat. It's just a girl and a boy.
The parts with the kids, though, aren't as good as the other parts before.
Malkovich. Oh, so good. Malkovich is so good in this movie.
He is faster, stronger. I can't do enough of it.
So it's Boggarts Boggarts from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Everybody in this movie killed it. The one guy, that fine ass black guy from Moonlight, he was in it.
Yeah.
He's the one that played the guy that saved her. He was really good in it too.
Yeah. All right. Everybody was good.
So you guys tell me about Buttersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
I want to Bandersnatch.
I've only Bandersnatched once.
Yeah, I did once too, and I died.
And why does Bander? I had to look it up. Bander
is
means
it a game?
Erection.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So boner snatch.
Yeah.
Boner vagina.
Bandersnatch.
I thought it was neat. It was a fun little concept. I can see where we're going. This is like the beginning of the holodeck, or you know, like the first time.
Yeah.
They.
But you control this person's.
Yeah.
You're not a character, right?
No. It says, like, what
all
do you
three of you watch it?
What do you want to eat for breakfast? And you pick between sugar smacks or Frosted Flakes and shit like that.
Oh.
I mean, it gets as intense as should you jump off the balcony or should this guy jump off the balcony?
I loaded it and my cable box crashed. So I said, I ain't going to fuck this.
It's worth doing.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and watch it a couple more times.
The acting was good. I want to do the different endings.
I
want
to find the Easter eggs.
I'm more likely to do that than I am to watch the other movie.
You'll like it for all the 80s stuff, too.
Okay.
I mean, it's really...
Oh, I forgot to say earlier, happy 20th birthday, Sopranos. It premiered 20 years ago this month.
Oh.
Why are you
Autumn.
Laughing at me?
I'm still... I just imagine... No, you know.
Do you have your own pen?
Thank you, Cam. Thanks, Cam.
Thank you, Cam.
I was just telling my husband about you saying that, but I have my own pen. Oh, my God.
Well,
I've got my own pen.
I wanted to see if Autumn watched Lohan's Beach House.
What?
Did you watch it?
No, what is this?
Lindsay He'll tell
Lohan's
you in a second.
I've
been seeing the previews for it.
So my obsession with that show doesn't end, and I'm going to wait and do season 3 because I'm listening to this podcast now called Pada Bing.
Yeah,
and I know I'm fucking obsessed with it. I don't get obsessed over anything except for The Sopranos. So,
gotcha.
And I'm going to watch season 3 along with them. I got Lisa Krause and Sean Gardner into that as well.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Now you get somebody to talk to about it because Lisa will get into the nuts and bolts of some shit.
Yeah. Too much stuff. Too much Game of Thrones. A little too obsessed with that.
I don't know. I'm with you, Autumn. Guess what? Rewatching.
Fun.
We're in season 2 right now.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Fun. Yes, and it's right after little Dornish girl, Highgarden chick. She's all like, do you want me to bring my brother in here so like maybe he can get you started and
How
then like
not?
Or yeah. turn around and you pretend I'm your brother? And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this.
So good.
He would have been a good. He's such a nice guy. No wonder they killed him.
How was Lohan's Beach House?
Terrible.
What is it?
I was hoping Autumn watched it so she could try and explain that shit to me. Lindsay Lohan is in it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
She owns this place, right?
Show.
It's like
right.
a club.
She buys this club in Mykonos, and then
where Balky Bartokomus is from.
And the whole fucking show is just all the people that she's hiring. She's hiring like these six or eight
accent now.
Dudes and chicks. And the whole episode, it's just like, meet these assholes that I hired. Like, I don't fucking...
Okay, so they're trying to be like Vanderpump Rules.
Is that what they're trying to do?
Probably.
I was hoping you would have an opinion on what the hell was going on, because I do not give one fuck about any of the people that she hired. And I was like, I'll watch it if Lindsay Lohan's going to be in it. But she's in it for 3 fucking minutes, the entire show.
Mm-hmm. It's his username.
Yeah.
Did you see her trying to abduct those kids, homeless kids?
Yes.
That was pretty great.
So you agreed, Jeff, that the Orville, it was bad.
Yeah, that first episode
it
sucked.
Bad. I couldn't even finish it.
I'm still going to watch it, but it was that first
Why
episode
was it so
boring?
It was boring as crap.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
It was awful.
The big wharf dude took a piss. That was the whole show.
Yeah, and then the whole thing between him and her and him. Right. And it's like, I'm tired of this storyline. Yeah. Let this go. And I rented The Predator, and it was a shit heap, just like you guys said it was going to be.
Really?
It was terrible. It was really bad.
Back to Orville for a minute. I'm going to fill my DVR and then watch it all at once.
Yeah, I guess you probably better do that, because if the next episode is as bad as that one, Did you guys watch Infinity Wars again since I put it in Netflix?
It's on Netflix now?
Yeah, I watched it twice already.
I'm going to watch it again then.
It's so good. I love it. And it made me watch, and then I had to watch Doctor Strange again, because I love Doctor Strange. I do. I just love
Infinity
Wars. He's
the best part of that movie to me.
That whole movie is great.
It is, but I love Doctor Strange.
Thor and everything between him and what's-his-face from Guardians is so funny. There's so much humor in that movie. I laughed a lot. It's good.
Do you realize you just did sort of an impression from Raising Arizona without even noticing?
I love him so much.
What a flower you are.
Turn to the right.
My fiance left me.
Right.
Gotta get his dip tip.
You ate what? We ate foul. You ate foul? We ate foul. All right.
Oh, I love Raising.
What else did we not talk about? Ellen's comedy special. Who watched that?
I did.
I watched the 15 minutes of
funny?
It.
Funny?
So. Yeah. My parents were here. And they were scrolling around watching stuff. And all I could think about the whole time was all the stories I've heard of her screaming at PAs and like firing people because of weird things. And like, have you heard that story about her being rude to Obama when he was going to be on her show?
No.
I can see that.
She was rude to him, or he was rude to her?
No, she was, well, in a way, she was rude to him because
really?
She wanted him scheduled on a certain day and time, and his handlers like said that he wasn't available during that time, and she said, well, you know, we're not going to have him on, even though he had done all the shows. And they came back to her saying, so this is a little bit of the story. So then they came back to her saying, okay, we're going to have him leave his event or maybe be an hour late or something for this next thing he's trying to get to, but he's going to come to your show and do it. So he gets there and she is late, and she's like an hour late and keeps him waiting. And it was for like some dumb reason. Mm. And along with her, you know, dancing, you know, dancing with my audience. And then
I don't get it.
Even in the show, she talks about how, you know, we just have to be kind to each other.
Shut up. Yeah.
She does mention like the fact that she says that means that she can't, you know, be an asshole. But there's all these stories of her being a total asshole. So I just could not stop thinking about that when I watched it.
You know, and the thing about it is, say what you will about Obama, He went on Marin's show. He went to Marin's garage, for God's sakes. I mean, do you know any of the president that would have went to his garage?
What the fuck?
I feel like the same people who are super into Trump would call that like non-presidential, and he shouldn't.
Call me when he's on Rogan.
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's crazy, man. You ever do DMT?
I also watched with my parents The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Good.
It was awesome.
What'd you think about the end, though?
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was so... I love
things that end that way.
Yeah.
I kind of did, too. So my parents were like, what? They shouldn't have done that. And they were critiquing it the whole time. But
kind of
like The Sopranos ending.
Yeah.
People, we need it. No. It is what it is.
How sad.
Yeah, I liked it.
How sad was the freak show one, though?
Yeah.
Did you know who that was?
I missed that part because my kids were screaming.
Oh, well, that was the one to miss.
You know who was playing the freak?
Who was that?
I'm going to ask Autumn if she knows without looking it up, because I know Jeff does.
Oh, my God.
He looked familiar.
Uh-huh.
Was he in The kid in The Secret Garden.
He's in Harry Potter, so if he's in Harry... He's in Harry Potter.
Oh, he is?
Uh-huh. He's related to Harry.
What?
It's Dudders.
It is?
That was Dudley.
Oh.
Wow. Yep. I thought for real that he was a real...
What's her last name?
Like, armless person.
They CGI'd the crap out of that.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. You know, because because he has like weird mouth formation, like his teeth are in a weird shape.
Yeah.
I really thought that maybe he didn't have arms or legs.
Nope. I thought so too, so I Googled it.
Okay, thank you.
I said, who is the kid with no arms or legs in that show? But once I found out it was him, I was really, really amazed. I tried to watch, speaking of Harry Potter, tried to watch that show with Ron, but not good.
Mm-mm. I haven't watched that yet.
Did you guys watch Christmas Chronicles over the holiday?
No, I did not.
Mm-mm. I did not.
No.
Oh.
What is this?
It was funny because we were laughing at it.
It's one with Kurt Russell, right?
Kurt Russell.
I heard that was good.
Yeah, that's why we watched it. But it was like a Lifetime movie that ended up on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our staff picks real quick and then our housekeeping. My staff pick real quick. Next week on A&E, the first 48%'s Homicide Squad Atlanta. I love the show First 48, and now that it's going to be in our neighborhood.
Oh, are you gonna watch Surviving R. Kelly?
No.
Yeah, that starts that tonight, right?
I thought that would be a thing that you would be into.
Why?
I don't know. Just seems like you're
I like pissing
thing.
On underage girls.
I have my you know.
It keeps them as sex slaves and stuff.
Yeah, so. I don't like R. Kelly, though.
I don't. My coworker, she's a big R. Kelly fan, and she already started defending it today. She was like, you know he's bad, but I'm a fan of his music. And, like, I know he's bad, but I'm still a fan of his music. And I was like, you don't have to.
That's like
I'm not coming for you.
That's like me with Louis C.K. Well, I know he jacked off in front of some comedians, but I still love him.
You and her could get together.
Yes, and talk about all these offensive people. But the first 48 presents Homicide Squad Atlanta. Go to aenetv.com to find out.
Is it not? Homicide?
What did I say?
Homicide.
I said homicide.
It's not homicide.
Well, so what? Homicide.
All right. Well, homicide sounds like you're
homicide.
Yeah.
You're
like a
homicide.
Genocide of homosexuals or something. That's
no, it's
what
Atlanta.
Sounds like you're trying to do.
Homicide.
I'm going to commit homicide.
He was a homicidal maniac. Right.
They came into Fire Island and committed homicide.
Homoglide. All right. So there's my staff pick.
Amigo?
I don't have a staff pick.
That's fine. Jeff, Steph?
Mine is, okay, next Wednesday, January 9th on FXX. It's You're the Worst, the final season.
Ooh, I'm going to be watching that.
I'm excited. You know, they're exploring all the commitment issues and everything this season. So I'm looking forward to that.
They're
looks
not
like going to
get
funny.
Married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're getting married. And they're having, which they didn't do it last season, but every year they always do a Sunday Fun Day episode.
Right.
And they didn't do it last season. They are doing one for this final season, which I'm sure will be epic and crazy, as it always is. And my other staff pick is
Janet Varney's on there, too.
Who is?
Janet Varney.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that we had the lovely interview with. Yeah, so it should be really good. And my other thing is I am binging the shit out of this. It's a podcast, and it's called Crime Town.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Tim.
Weren't they just in Atlanta?
They may have been. That might be the next season, maybe, that they're doing. Because the first season was Providence, Rhode Island,
right,
which I haven't listened to yet. The reason why it piqued my interest is I was just scrolling through, and it popped up because they did Detroit this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started listening to it. So well done. Just the interviews and the way they tell the story of the city. And the music, all that. They
I thought there was like
it.
Some kind of crossover between that podcast and Done Disappeared, too. Like maybe they did something on Done Disappeared.
If they did, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
first season.
I already knew that was too short.
For somebody like you, though, Tim, that loves The Wire.
Yeah.
This is like
Series?
Oh, yeah. It's a documentary series, and it's amazing. It's amazing. It's like listening to The Wire or listening to anything like that. And the first season, I think you'd really love. I haven't listened to it yet, but it's about Providence, Rhode Island, so it's all mob shit.
So, but is it true?
Yeah, every bit of it's true.
I'm looking at the website. It looks fucking cool.
A great podcast.
And that's on the Gimlet Network, right?
Yeah. And I really think you'll love it a lot. So definitely Crime Town if you guys are into that. I love the Detroit stuff. It's so good to me. And the way that they the first episode is about this cop. It was back when they had it's called the Stress Unit in the early 70s, that these cops that would dress up basically to entrap robbers, mm-hmm. and then they'd kill him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take him to jail. They'd just shoot him and kill him. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah. And so this little lady, she was like the first black forensic whatever in Detroit. She busted the cop that did it by she found like a damn cat hair in a thing. And anyway, but that was just like one story. Each episode is another story. It talks about the drug come up, all that kind of shit.
And
the blight of Detroit. And then it goes all the way to what it is now, which what they call it, the Brooklyn of the Midwest.
Okay.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay, cool. I was going to say one more thing.
Joe
Rogan. Hang on. Oh. Real quick. Joe Rogan's going to have Kanye on soon, so I can't wait to hear that. I know it's already been recorded. God. Go ahead, Joe.
Mine's a Ron Funches comedy special on Comedy Central, fuckers.
Yeah.
But it's on, the 4th, which is tomorrow, Friday, on Comedy Central at 11 p.m. Ron Funches, Giggle Fit, it's called. Looks really funny.
Ron Funches is funny.
Oh, by the way, your pick of The Fix.
The Fix,
I've watched several episodes of that.
I've
very funny.
Almost all of them.
Yeah, that's really good.
I like the ones with Funches on them. Those are good.
Yeah.
And the Sarah Tiana one was really good, too.
I like the one with Michael Ian Black.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm not a huge D.L. Hughley fan, but I like him on the show.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's on every episode.
He's really, really a likable guy on TV.
Yeah.
I never really liked his stand-up, but I think he's a good actor and funny.
Yeah, he was definitely, he did not deserve the title in the King of Comedy. Cedric, yes. Mm. Bernie, yes. Mm-hmm. No, not D.L., no.
Maybe he's the Prince of Comedy.
He wasn't even the Prince. He wasn't even a lord.
Duke. He's the jester.
Duke. He was like the Duke. He was like the reek of comedy. The reek.
You should watch that, though. It's funny, Tim, The Fix.
It all is. Right. It's really good.
What network?
It's Netflix. On Netflix.
Okay. Everything good's on Netflix for the most part. All right, a little bit of housekeeping. Coming up, we're going to be interviewing Brian Silverbacks. And who's Tony?
That's his friend, the filmmaker.
Okay.
And he sent us a link to watch his movie before.
You said it's password protected, but you didn't put the password there.
I put the password on it.
Where? I don't see it.
It's in parentheses.
That's how protected it is. It's not even a password.
Okay. Yeah, the password is 165210. Oh, no, that's not really it. Let's see. What happened to the other people that were coming on? Did they bail?
No, I just didn't put them in the housekeeping. We're still trying to get King of Pops in here and Lace Larrabee and Jared Harris.
All right. Happy birthday to radio extraordinaire Amber Kilpatrick.
Yeah,
yay,
happy birthday,
Amber.
Yes. Happy birthday. We are going to be producing some content for patrons only. Now, don't sign up until it's done, because I would hate to have you sign up and have it not be done. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm not shaking my head. I just have tremors.
Why do you have tremors?
I don't know.
Because she's the startler.
I have tardive dyskinesia.
She's the startler.
Don't forget, draw the startler. There's two things coming up, and they can we'll tell you more about them next week. But one is called A Movie a Month,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is called Casting Call Chaos, which is an idea that comes from Stephanie. And I hope you don't mind that I just decided on a name without asking.
I know, it's great.
And I'll tell you what Casting Call Chaos is, because it's for anybody at any level. So whether you pay a dollar or two.
Yeah, it's for all of us gutter rats out there. Anybody.
It'll just be scenes from popular movies or television shows, but generally movies, where we do other people reading the script. So the first one's going to be the first bowling alley scene you see in the Big Lebowski. And we'll tell you more about it next week, and it'll be ready in a week or maybe two. But I'm going to edit the whole thing, and it'll be me and Autumn doing voices, and it'll
nice.
Be fun and funny. But it will be available for patrons only, again, at any level. And then A Movie a Month will be...
Do you think it could be Movie of the Month Club?
Could be.
Okay.
I like A Movie a Month because of brevity. But...
I wanted
the Mom Club.
Talk to you guys about this movie thing.
Yeah, why?
Well, in the Radio Labyrinth Radio Shack, Dustin Lawler has hosted... You know how you can host those viewing parties?
No.
Well, it's a thing you can do on Facebook now. Mm-hmm. You can basically show a movie.
Right.
And watch it with other people on Facebook. And Dustin Lawler did Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
And another movie, I forgot. Oh, he did the Detroit.
I saw.
No,
people
he did
really
the
like that.
Kiss Meets the Phantom.
Right.
And you can just sit in there with other radios and chat while the movie's going on and say quotes and do all kinds of shit. It's really fun.
Well, if he's already doing it, why should we?
Well, that's the thing. We should get in on that and do us host a movie a month on that.
Right, but then it's not exclusive.
Right.
I want exclusivity for these. I like that idea, but we can just do it with Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And promote him.
Yeah, I just
And we could all join in. Like one night, the next time he does it, yeah. And if we're both free, let's all jump in and fuck around with the audience.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Well, yeah, Dustin, why don't you let us know?
Yeah.
Give us a heads up.
And if you have plans to do it on a regular, we will promote it every week.
Oh, definitely.
How about that?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think it's a bad idea at all, but I want to have exclusive stuff that's audio only.
Right. I personally...
I just don't know how much recapping I'll be into doing.
You don't have to do it. Yeah. You don't have to if you don't want to do it. Autumn and I definitely want to do it. We want to record it after the doctrine, so if you guys don't want to be in it,
nah,
that's
I think
fine.
That'd be perfect for y'all to do that.
And we'll involve the listeners.
Why don't you
want
to do it?
Shut up.
I'm not a recapper. I'm just not kidding. You know.
But it was fun doing Trading Places, but that's like a once a year kind
this
of
show
thing.
Isn't built for that, but if we can do our own thing once a month and have fun with it, and it won't be anything like Alan Sanders's
minute by minute, or you're not going to do like nanosecond by nanosecond?
No,
just to plug them real quick, they put out...
They did Beverly D'Angelo interview.
They put out the Beverly D'Angelo interview that was interspersed in this season of when they were doing...
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. They had interspersed little clips that they had done with Beverly D'Angelo.
Was she here filming Insatiable?
No, it was a phone interview. They did.
That's cool.
Where is that? How can people find it?
On the Wilder Ride podcast feed. They released the entire interview. It's like almost...
As in Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that for people so that they can find it.
Oh, yeah. Like you would find bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Listen to the entire interview.
People might not know that it's Wilder.
A BLT
she is
to the layman.
A very interesting person.
Yeah, awesome.
And she was married to, what's his name? Al Pacino. Not anymore.
No.
She had a great ass. I love titty fucking her.
Mary was, what's her face? Diane Keaton, she never got over his ass.
Diane Keaton?
Never got over Pacino.
No.
Still
I got a big one.
I guess so.
Oh, before we go, I watched two things over the holiday that I even mentioned. And my wife watched both of them with me. Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon in the original Odd Couple movie. So
Ooh,
fucking good.
So good.
So good. And then
good stuff.
Bad News Bears. And she had never seen that, and she's got into it.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, how can he talk that way in front of kids? And he's drinking beer.
It was
the 70s. And then she said, I kept saying she about Tatum O'Neal's character. Why do you keep saying she? Well, because that's Tatum O'Neal. It's a girl. It's so
big,
it was
big
cool.
Big reveal.
And so much better than that awful remake with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, God, yes.
Should be forgotten forever.
I also forgot to mention, I wish I was cool, but I'm not, and I always acted like I watched them, but I didn't really, and I've been binging the hell out of Comedians in Cars with Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
So, it's so good. I just want to live in every car with Jerry and just ride around with him and
every
all of his guests.
Great.
It's so good.
I want to watch the two with Bob Einstein.
I can watch the Bob Einstein ones.
Oh, yeah. That one's coming up. Like, I'm doing it in succession. I'm in the
third
season.
Where can you find all
season.
Of them?
Netflix. Everything's on Netflix.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
They still haven't put all Norm shit on Netflix, though. I wish they would.
I don't think they're going to. As usual with Norm, something starts and then ends. with no explanation.
That show was so good, though. I hope they bring it back.
I like the format better on YouTube than I did on Netflix.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, guys, Happy New Year. We'll be back next week. And until that time, keep it canon. Radio Labyrinth is produced each and every week by listeners like yourselves. And I'm going to list all of you now in our shout-out segment. Shout-out to all of our amazing Radio Labyrinth patrons, like Aaron Roberts, Adam Kelly, AJ Dysart, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Malazzi, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Colhard, Chris Knight, Chris Meitzler, Chris Weiland, Christopher Cosentino, Colin Oman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Gwyn Ketchum, Herb Lamb, J.B., Jamie Kirkland, Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, John Sutherland, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Mark Weiland, Matt Carter, Mike D., Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Dougherty, Trent, Wayne Blair, and last but not least, Wendy Muller.